Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'ilah Nishmas Sima Bas Avram Tzvi. We're up to Teratz Talucha Resha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the top. So we just had a whole machlokes about untying or unraveling or cutting ropes that are what? That are attached to the ground. That we made a distinction between Kalim. We made a distinction between chasamos, or some kind of attached to the ground in the karka or in a kli.
Right.
So we ended off saying taratz delacha resha, and then we had a contradiction with Shmuel. So we said Shmuel, you explain the first part. Why? Because he's chasamos that are in the karka are usher to unravel or to cut, even on Yontif. El Seifa, but the second half of Shmuel's statement, where he said that there are chosamos of Kalim, are mutter, even on Shabbos, kasha, that's a kasha, because it argues on the Brisa. And the Gemara answered, Hamani, Reb Nechemyahi. That's the opinion of Reb Nechemyah. Dharma, who said, Kolak, this is a very unique shita in Hilchos Mukta, Kol HaKalim, any Kalim, any Tullin, that can't be used, Ella derech tashmisho, unless it's for its specific use. Meaning, what's a knife used made for? It's made to cut food. It's not made to cut ropes.
That's not true, though.
We don't hold like him.
Oh.
We don't hold like him. Rashi points that out. And Shmuel didn't hold like that. But he was just record. So if we could do the Rashi, right? Klomar. The Rashi of Hamani Ibn Nechemi. Klomar. La'ola motorlaf ki ulachato. Really, you're allowed to cut or unravel a rope. There ain't behemishon stira. That's no issue with stira with that. Ulahai tana gufa, and the Brisa said, "Im yachal afkia ulanatek piado shari." If you do it with your hands, it's also mutter. V'hada akasar mishum tiltel sakin kasar. Now the reason why it would be a problem is because you can't move the knife. Why? Because knives are only not muksa to cut food, not to cut anything else. Right? Rav Nechemyahi d'amar be'erevin afilu tarvit, even a spoon, afilu talis, even a talis, eini talin el tzarech tashmish shehem yuchadim lo. You can only use them for their specific purpose. So if you want to whack one of your kids with a spoon, it says in the chemi you can't, it's muksa. Right? According to everyone else, what?
You can't open nuts with a hammer.
Correct. All that stuff. Right. Even though you could argue, well, a knife is made to cut things. No, it's only made to cut food. That's a little bit of gray area now. Like how exactly, when you cross that line, I don't know. V'sakin lo'okhanu de miyuchid. V'lo lo'chazamos. Knives are set aside for food. Not for other things. Ubahalo sphere le Shmuel Kavase. And Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Well, no, we don't hold like that. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, that Irev Nechemya, my area Shabbos. I feel Yontif Nami. What's the difference between why have the sense to be on Shabbos? He would say Lechora, he would say the same thing on Yontif. You want to tell me Rav Nechemya makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif regarding Muksa? Maybe Yontif is a little bit more makil. Not true. With Mishanila, there's no difference. Vatanya, Chada, one Bryce said, Mesikin b'kelim. You're allowed to use kelim for firewood. I want to use that. I don't like that stuff. We'll use it for firewood. The Magen Avraham said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Magen Avraham say, you can only do that if you don't have anything else. Because otherwise it's baltashas. I don't like that. I don't like that shirt. I don't like that cup. I'm going to burn it. For what reason? Otherwise it's Valtasha. And what if you don't have anything? Well, then you're not eating Valtashas on your body. So that takes precedence over Valtashas of a Kli. Then you can do it. If you have something else, use firewood. Right? Anyway, one variety said you can use Kalim. You can't use Shivrei Kalim. Tanya Idach, Mesikin Bein B'Kalim, Bein B'Shivrei Kalim. Second one says it doesn't matter. Tanya Idach, Bein Mesikin Lo B'Kalim, Lo B'Shivrei Kalim. You can't use anything. Umashani, and we answered Lokasha. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. The first one's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds for Muksa. Therefore, you can't use Shivrei Kalim. Ha, Rabbi Shimon. Second one's Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold for Muksa. Therefore, you can even use Shivrei Kalim. And Ha, Rabbi Nechemyah. The third one's Rabbi Nechemyah, who said what? You can't even use Kalim. Why? Because Kalim are not designed for firewood. They're designed to use as Kalim. Therefore, you can't use it. So don't tell me that's on Yontif, obviously, because you can't make a fire on Shabbos. So don't tell me that he makes a distinction between Shabbos. It's not true. The Gemara answers, well, could be Trei Tanoi Alibad Rav Nechemyah. It could be two versions of Rav Nechemyah. One holds Yontif is different, and one holds that Rav Nechemyah would hold Yontif is not different. Okay. Next. Ein pochasin es haner mibneshu osekli. You walk into a, that means you can't push through a candle to make it into a kli. The word ner in the Gemara doesn't mean a candle. The word ner means a kli that holds a candle. So what you want to do is, Rashi will say it best. Rashi in the Mishnah, ein pochas es haner. Litol echad men abetim. You take one of the eggs. It doesn't mean one of the eggs. It means one of the globs. One of the globs shall yotzer of the guy who makes kalim, the kalim maker. You walk into his study. He's got a glob of clay. And you, v'lechov egrofo l'tocho, you stick your fist into the glob, and you're going to make a keli out of it. Right? L'chokok ner, to hollow out a kli, to put a candle. Right? It doesn't look like a cup. It looks like you see in those museums in Israel. It looks like a, it's like a, almost like a semicircle, right? Like a little plate. And you put the oil in there, and the wick goes in there, right? Kruzio balaz. Oh, it's a kli. You can't do that. You're making a kli. You can't do that. You're making a kli. Huh? That's a good question. That's a good question. The next Gemara says...
Really anything,
what?
Not really anything. What? You're making a kli out of it. You're taking a glob of clay and you make a clea out of it.
Then put it this way. Let's say it's like a, it looks like a kid's project at school.
Doesn't make any difference. You're still using it for
a clea.
It
could be an ashtray. Could be a...
But you're still using it for a clea. How do you make a clea on Shabbos? We got it.
Okay, next. I don't know. It's a good question. V'ein osin pechamen b'yantif. You can't make charcoal on yantif. Says Rashi. No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Yeah, Rashi. Rashi says,
is this also
about Yom Tov
also making the
only
Yom Tov? Whatever.
Right, you could say it's a Tzorech.
You need light.
You want to make something?
So that gets back to the old question of making something you could have made beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? So, the ain't those in Pechamin, you can't make coal, charcoal. Why? Says Rashi.
Well, we have to know the Metzius of those days. Maybe that's the way people did it. They made quickly and they popped up.
It could be. It could very well be. He could be right.
Temporary.
Right. We're going to get to the temporary soon. The aid osin, 1 second, says Rashi, the inunami clean in the Lutzrufe Zav. It's also a kli for the guys who smelt the gold. That's also a kli. The psila nami klihu lahadracha. A psila, a wick, is also a kli to light. Shetzricha asiya patikin. You have to make a wick somehow. They don't make themselves. That's also a problem. Right? What? Ask the Simchas Yontif. I have a much bigger issue with making a pachamim, which is coal. How about the malacha of extinguishing? What happened to that malacha? The fire. How else do you make coal? You make the charcoal by extinguishing the fire. Rash is, oh, you can't do that. It's making a kli. You're making a kli. What are you kind of kli? It's a kli for the goldsmith. He needs the coal for the kli to make his gold. What about extinguishing? No, then if you let it go out, you didn't do anything. It ain't osin pechamin. You can't make charcoal. Beyantif. Why not? Because it's making a kli. How about it's making extinguishing?
No, you may be saying that the charcoal that was made by itself, it's muktzah.
The what?
The charcoal, after it was burned, it's muktzah.
Yeah.
The news that maybe what it's saying.
So, what? So, one answer given by the... Right. One answer given by one of the Achronim is, well, if you can extinguish for a Torah, because you don't want the food to get burnt, then you can extinguish for any Torah. So it's mitoh. So it's not even Asr.
Yeah,
no. The Meiri says it's Asr because it's extinguishing. You want to throw in... And this Mishnah is talking about making Kalim. It's not talking about... Right? If one the first thing, you can't make a nair. You can't make a holder. Why? It's making a kli. And you can't make charcoal. Why is that? Because it's mechabe. It doesn't make sense. Because the third case, vein chotchen es apsila, you can't cut a wick. With fire you could cut it. In other words, you can put the fire and that'll somehow, really Rashi says you want to make it into two wicks. How do you make it into two wicks? You can do one of two things. You can cut it, or you can let the fire do it. Somehow you have to, you maneuver it, let the fire separate the wick into two wicks. So it's hard to say that this is talking about mechabeh. It's like it doesn't fit with the rest of the Mishnah. That wouldn't be such a, that wouldn't be the first time in Shas we had such a thing. But the Meiri says that the reason is malachas mechabeh. Okay. Next. Man Tana the psichas ner manahu. Who said that making a ner is making a that carving out a ner is even a kli? Who said that? Who said it's a kli? What else do you have to do to make a kli? Well, Rabbi Yosef, for Mary, it must be Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, kli cheres. You have a kli cheres, which is what a ner is. The kli cheres me'emesay mekabel tuma. When does it become tummy? When can it become tummy? You walk into an office and you see a glob of cheres. Is it a kli? No. Is it mekabel tuma? No. So at what stage does it become mekabel tuma? Mishinigra malachto divra Rabbi Meir. When it's finished. Whenever it's finished. Whenever the guy says it's finished, we'll put a price tag on it. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, no. Mishiyatrifu b'kivshon. When you harden it in the fire. That's what they would do. They would put it in the fire one time. That would harden it. Then it's a kli. Till then, it's not a kli. So what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to put your fist and make it into a kli. What about hardening it in the fire? Doesn't require that. Therefore, it's a meir. Doesn't require such a stage. Right? Therefore, it's a meir. I'm only a bayo. No, my mind. Who said? Dilma ad kan lo kar bear hasam. Maybe by tuma he said it. Elo de chazu le kabuli bavidi. Because he could put something in it. Once I make a kli, I make a kli. What, I have to now smelt it in the fire and, you know, like give it a last. Who said I have to do that? It's usable right now. Avol hacha lamai chazi. Here, what could you do? What could you do with this little tiny kli? What could you do with it? So therefore, maybe he would agree it's not a kli. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Forget the fact that you're going to put oil in it. Forget that. I'll tell you what. Look, kabuli be pshiti. You can put coins in it. It's a little coin holder. That's all. At the end of the world. Ikad Amri, others have this exact same Gemara on the Seifa. On a different part. Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadoki. It's Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. A different Tana. Same idea. Ditnan, because we learned. Alphasin Charonios, the plates of the poor people who are not so particular who will eat on anything. Right? Rashi says it. Mefarish, it's on the second wide line on the bottom there. Mefarish lekaman, ka'aros, shal b'nei ayaros. It's the plates of the city people. She'enon b'nei krachim gedolim. They don't really live in big cities. Meaning it's tiny villagers. They makpid nal kelim them. They care if they have nice kelim or not. They couldn't care less. Right? Umishanifshita haka'ira, shalcheretz. Once that plate comes out of the oven, ochlin ba basar, they'll put meat on it. They don't tinachit tischachak, with the tire for kitchen. They don't wait till it gets firmer in the oven. They don't care. They don't care. So a plate like that. Tahoros ba'ohel hames. It's tahar in an ohel hames. Why? Rashi says, meaning, if there's a mace in the room, and that plate's in the room, the plate does not become tummy. Why not? So Rashi says, because for ohel hamace, you have to have a receptacle. And a plate doesn't have a receptacle. It's a flat thing. So it doesn't have a receptacle. It's not tummy, it's ohel mace. Okay? However, for tomos b'masa hazav. But if hazav carries it, it is tummy. Why? Because for that, you don't need a receptacle. Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok omer, after horos b'masa hazav. No, it's even a tar for hazav. Even if Azov touched it or pushed it or sat on it or carried, even all that, it's why? Lefishnal Nuga Malacha, because it's not done. It's not finished. So it's on a kli. So what do you see from here? And what if it would be finished? Then you would be chayiv, even though it didn't go into a kivshon yet. He doesn't require that. All it requires is Gemar Malacha. So in our case in the Mishnah, when you have a Gemar Malacha, it would be a problem, even though he didn't put it into the fire yet. Amalei Abayah, same answer. Dilma ad kan lo kamar b'lazer v'tzadak hasam. The reason why he said by tumah it was a problem. El dechazi lekabuli b'midi, because you could put something on it. You could put food on the plate. El hachal amay chazi. What's it good for over here? Tell you what, lekabuli b'pshiti. You could put coins in it. Tana Rabbanan, ain pochasin es haner. You can't punch through a nair. You can't make a nair. The ain osin alfasin charonios b'yantif. You can't make these cheap plates on Yontif. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, mater ba'alfas in charonios. He said you could. Why? Maybe it's not a kli. My charonios, what is that? Amar Yehuda, ironios. It's that. My ironios, what is that? Amar Baya, tsa'i chaklisaya. It's plates of the villagers. Okay? Very good. The ain osin pechamin, so you can't make charcoal. So it's pshita, is that obvious? L'may chazi, what are you going to do with it? So, tani d'rabchia melitzucha elamosrim l'arvin libo bayom. You're going to give it to the bath attendant on Yontif. Maybe you're going to bring it to the bath attendant. Ubo bayom mishari? One second. Is it mutter to give it to the bath attendant? You're not allowed to give it to the bath. You're not even going to the bathhouse on Yontif. The gzera was made in two stages. First, they asked taking a bath, going to the merachat. Then they asked zeya, because people were going to say, oh, I'm going for zeya. Really, they want to take a bath, take a shower on Yontif. So, but they said they were going for zeya. What does zeya mean? A shvit. The Rajba says something here staggering. He says, one second. So what do you mean to give it to the bath attendant? Can't give it. There's no, the bath house is not closed on Yontif. No. Kedama Rava lahazeya. It was talking about going to the Shvit for Kodim Atzera, before the Gzera, before they asked it. They asked it already going to take a shower. That they asked it earlier. Hachanami lahazeya Kodim Atzera. Before the Gzera. Says the Rajba. Why didn't they ask it at the same time? Why did they make two stages of offering? Says the Rajba, something amazing. He says, because taking a shower in those days was not shavu l'chol nefesh. Not everybody took a shower. However, Zeya, going into a shvit, everybody did that. So they wanted to let that. That was Hanaz guf. That was Hanaz guf, right? Tzorach gufo, like l'chol nefesh. Then they saw people were you saying they're going to the shvit and they're really going to take a shower, they had to answer it. Just goes to show you what shavu l'chol nefesh means, right? How it changes. Who goes to a shvit today? Nobody.
Yeah.
Exactly what I mentioned it. But who goes to a shvit today? Nobody. Yeah, people go once in a yovel, they're by their hotel and they have it, they go in. But nobody does that. It's not a common thing today at all, right? And showers is the opposite. Who doesn't take a shower every day? Every day, every other day. People do it. Okay. The ain chot chiret apsila l'shnayim. You can't cut a wick into two with a knife. My shna the sakin the low. Why can't you do it with a knife? The mesakin mana because you are fixing a kli. What are you fixing? You're fixing the wick. And the re milunil points out you can do it erev yontif. You can do this before yontif.
So what?
Yeah.
The hunter better than putting fire to it.
Oh, so Ba'or Nami come attack in mana. Yeah. So it's the same thing if you put a fire toward it. So Gemara says, you're right. We're changing the brisa. Tani Reb Chiya, Chod Cha Ba'or Befi Shtei Neiros. You singed it with fire for two candles. What does that mean? Says Rashi, No Sein Shnei Rosheha Besoch Shtei Neiros. You put the two heads of the wick into two kelim. Im Tzarek Lahadlikon Ka'achas. If you want to light them as one. Umadlik be'emza, you light it in the middle. The lo muchach l'lsak ne'mana machavin ela l'hadlaka ba'alma.
So he's using the fire to make two wicks that are to light two wicks at once.
Exactly. So that's okay. That's okay.
Why?
Why?
Why is that okay?
What?
Why is that?
Because it doesn't look like you're being misakin a kli. It looks like you're just lighting a candle.
You actually make two kalim.
What?
And I'm misakin a kli. Make two kalim.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, next. Amar Rav Nosson Bar Ava Amar Rav Mochatin et Hapsila B'yamtif. You can do Mochatin to a wick. My Mochatin, what does that mean? Amar Rav Chinina Bar Shlemya La'aduye Choshaka. Which means to remove that black stuff on top so it could light better. You can do that. Tani Bar Kapara Vav Devar Nemru B'psila. We said six things about a whip on Yantif. Gimel lahachmir, v'gimel lahakel. Lahachmir, number one. Ein gozlan et oso lechachila v'yantif. You can't braid a wick on Yantif. That you can't do. Number two. Ein mahavavin oso ba'or. You can't, you know, meddle and tumble with the wick to make it light well. You can't be busy with that. And number three. Vein cholkin oso l'shnayim. You can't cut the wick into two. Lahakel, to be makel. Memacha biyad. I think that means you can press it down with your hand. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means. B'shorah b'shemen, you can soak it in oil beforehand. B'chotcha ba'or b'fish day deiros, and you can cut it into two using a fire.
Wait, didn't you just say you can't do that?
What? We said you can. With a knife you can't. With a fire itself you can. And you asked me why, and I said I didn't know.
Why? Because it's no different than lighting a candle.
No, but you're making it into two.
You're making it into two.
I know, but it doesn't look like that.
Lighting the center, it does this.
You made two kelim. You're not allowed to make one kelim, so you're not making the reason you can't light one because you're making a kelim. So now you're telling me that they're connected. There's one piece and you cut it in the middle.
But you are allowed to light one. You're of course allowed to light a candle. You have a candle on the oven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bummer of Nassim Bar Abba, Umar of Rav, few lines here, Vagadata. Atiri Bavel, Yerde Gehenim Heim. The rich people in Bavel, they're going to Gehenim. Why are they going to Gehenim? So the Marsha says, it says twice in Mishlei, that Tzedakah Tatzil Mimaves, it says it twice. It says it once in Perek Yud and once in Perek Yud Aleph, that Tzedakah is better than death. It saves you from death. What do you mean? How do you say it twice? Once from a cruel, unusual, Mishunah Dika type of death, and once from Gehenna.
What?
That's what the Marsha says. So therefore, these people are very stingy. And so what? They're gonna go to Gehenna. Kiha the Shabtai by Muriunas, this fellow. Ikla Lebavel, he went to Bavel. Baimine Iska, he asked for a job. They wouldn't give him. Mizoni Mazen, they would at least give him something to eat. Nami Lom, they wouldn't do that either. Amar, so he said, Hani me Erev Rav Ka'atu. This must be the Erev Rav. Tichsiv, because it says, Venasan Lacha Rachamim Vericha Mecha. Kol Amarachim Alabrios, someone has compassion, he's a generous, gentle person. Be'adua Shumizar Shal Avram Avinu. And you know, he's a descendant of Avram. V'chol She'emi She'en Amarachim Alabrios, and if he's not, Be'adua She'eno Mizaro Shal Avram Avinu. Then you know, he's not. It's a very difficult Gemara. It's impossible Gemara, actually.
Why didn't he invoke stone here?
What?
Why didn't he invoke
right, stone? Right, so if you're compassionate, then you're definitely Jewish, and if not, that's a very difficult Gemara. What does that mean? Well, anyone have an idea what that means? What does that mean? What? I understand it's the Mitzvah of Avram, but that's a foolproof thing?
It's one of the three. He couldn't find anybody.
Right.
He didn't find one person.
Right. No, but then the Gemara said that if you're compassionate, then you are, and if you're not compassionate, you're not.
This is a Jew.
Trying to use the psychology. Okay, so you don't want me to think you're that, so be something.
Right. Right. Interesting. Right.
You look at even the most fire Jew.
Right. They have a lot of.
Is giving some sort of tzedakah.
Right.
Every hospital has a Jew's name on it. Everything. What do they do?
Right.
That's what we do.
Right.
What we do.
Right. Okay. Amar of Nathan bar Abba, Amar Rab. Kol ha-metzapa al shulchan acher. Anybody relies on someone else's table. Metzapa means to long for. If you're dependent on someone else's table, olam choshech badal. You live in a dark world. What kind of life is that? Shinema, like it says, no deit hu lelechem ayei yada ki nachan biyad yom choshech. You have no independence, right? You're so poor. All you're doing is waiting for the food truck to come by. What kind of life is that? Rav Chista Amar Af Chayv in a Chayim. You're not even alive. Like Tan Rabbanan Gimel Chayin in a Chayim. Listen to this. There are three people. They're alive. They're breathing. They have a heartbeat. They're not alive. Elohein, who are they? Number one, Hametap El Shulchan Chaveiro. If somebody has to depend on someone else for money, two, Misha Ishto Moshe El Asalav. The wife rules over him. He's alive. He's breathing. He's not alive. And number three, Umi she yisurin moshlim begufo. Someone is nevach has so much pain in his body, his guf yisurin. What kind of life is that? The yesh omrim ah. You calling to tell? The yesh omrim ach mi she ein lo ela chaluk echad. Someone doesn't have any other clothing. He has one pair of clothing. One shirt. What kind of life is that? That's not such a terrible thing. After d'ma'ayin b'manei, you can fix it up, and you can iron it, and you can clean wash it. It's not the end of the world. You only have one shirt to wear.
You taking a picture of it?
His wife said.
So this is the new rules in the house?
Okay. Next Mishnah.
Oh, right over
there. Huh? That might work. Yeah, right.
next Mishnah.
Send it to her. That might work.
Ain shover netzacheres, you cannot break cheres. The ain chotkin nayar, and you can't rip paper. Letelos bo maliach. You want to barbecue a fish on yontif, which you're allowed to do, but you're afraid. Rashi says it. Look at the Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Kishetolin dogim. When you want to roast barbecue a fish, a la askala, on the askala, shakarin griddle, it's a griddle, you want it right? Belaz, chotchin kanim okash, they would cut up straw or reeds, shibalim, bundles of it, o shovrin charsim, or cut pieces of cheres, o chotchin nayar, or cut paper, the shorin b'mayim, soak it in water, the sojrin hanayar al gabi askala, and arrange this stuff on the grid, on the griddle. You don't want the fish to burn. So what do? You soften the fire by putting something underneath it. Right? Underneath the fish. Right? So on the griddle, we'll put water, paper or something, and it'll won't burn the fish. So you can't cut any of that stuff up before Yantif, on Yantif. That you can't do. Says the Mishnah. Ain't shovin the sacheres, you can't cut the cheres, the ain't shovin the yalotals bomaliyah, you can't do that. The ain't garfin. Tanor v'chirayim, you can't shovel out stuff from an oven. I think that means, if the oven, like a piece of oven, fell off into the oven, you can't do that. Aval mechavshin, you can press down any of the stuff in the oven. You can press it down, but you can't remove it. Vein makifin shtei chavios lifshos olenos akadema, you can't put two barrels next to each other. So you'll put a pot on top of it. Maybe you'll put a little fire underneath. You can't do that. Ain't sobchenes akadera bibakas. You can't lean a kadera in a valley. In a valley? In a piece of wood, I'm sorry. You can't lean up somehow v'chein badelos or in a door. Tomorrow, not tomorrow. Tomorrow the Gemara will say exactly what that means. V'ain manhiginis abehem b'makal b'yantif. You can't lead an animal with a stick on yantif. Look, Rashi says it looks like you're going to do business with the animal. V'rebelozer v'shirimatir. They say it's mutter. My timer. What's the reason why you can't all these things on Yontif? We show them to come and talk in mana, because you're ticking mana. The ain gorfin taner v'chirayim. You can't shovel a stove. Taner v'chir bar Yosef kvinder of Nachman. The im e efshal afos el im hin garfu mutter. But if there's no other way to bake in there or cook in there, then it's mutter. The bitzud de Rabchia, the wife of Rabchia, nafal le aricha betanu Rabbi Yamtava. A brick fell into the oven on Yontif. So Amalei Reb Chiya tells his wife, Chazi, make sure that I know a rift of Ma'aliyah Sabina. You know I like very fine bread. So that brick in there is not going to fly. You got to get that out of there. Right? What? Amalei Rava Lashamei, Rava said to his attendant, Tavi li bar avza, cook for me a goose. The izdaher mecharu charucha. Make sure it doesn't get burnt. I don't like a little burnt. Make sure. So if you have any stuff in the oven that's going to get it out. What exactly how this works, I'm not sure, but that's basically what he said. Amal Ravina Ravashi, Amalon Rav Acham Bahutzal, Demar, Sharkon Le Tanura Biyomatova. You can seal an oven on Yontif. Why could you seal an oven on Yontif? So that the fire in there should be geschmack, where you could seal the oven. Amalei Anan Arakta, by the way, the question is, but how do you seal it? You seal it with clay. How do you make the clay? You knead it on Yontif, you don't know how to do that. So Amalei Anan Arakta Depara Samchinan. No, we rely on the mud from the Euphrates. We get mud from over there and we use it. Vani Milihu Ditsaire Mi Esmol. That's only if it came from yesterday. Amaravina, the Kitma, the Kimta, the Kitma Shari. Ashes are mutter. Why are ashes mutter? Says Rashi.
What to seal it up?
Legavlo, to knead it, Vilatuachbo, and to seal it. The lav bar gibelhu, because ashes are not something that's a gibel, but it's not a bar gibel. Says Tosfos, who said that? Of course it's bar gibel. He has a whole different shot. He says even if it's dry, he has a whole different shot. He says anything can be bar gibel. Okay. Next. Ein makif and shtei chavios, Amar of Nachman, avonim shal beis akisei. But if you want to go to the bathroom, you want to arrange stones to go to the bathroom, mutal l'sadadim b'yantif. You can do that. You can arrange them. Eishvei Rabbeler of Nachman. But one second. The Mishnah said, Ein makif and shtei chavos, lifshos olenos es akadera. But the Mishnah said you can't do that. You can't put two barrels together to put a pot on top and light it underneath. So why is the bathroom different? We're going to say because it's covered up rios. Amar lei, shiny hasam, mishum de ka'ovit ohala. No, but the pot's different because you're making an ohel out of it. So Amar lei Rabba, zutel ravashi, el meyata. One second. So bona itztiva biyantif. If you want to build a platform on Yontif, the lok of it Allah, you don't make an ohel. Hachin ami d'shori, that's mutter. If you don't make an ohel, well, you got to build something. So Amalei, you're right. Hasam the binyan kavua osra Torah. Right, if you're going to build a house on Yontif, you're not going to do that. Binyan Arai Lo Asher Torah. A temporary thing. This is not going to be here, a Beis HaKisei here forever. I need it right now, so I'm at the Gazi Rabbanon Al Binyan Arai Mishim Binyan Keva. The Rabbanon said, well, you can't make anything. They'll let you make an Arai, you'll come to make a Keva. Uvahacha Mishim Kavan Abrios Al Gazi Barabbanon. For Kavan Abrios, they didn't make such a Gzera. Okay?
At the beginning of this, why, with the cooking, why isn't that a Hapshid?
What?
Preparing the fire.
I think it's because you could have done it beforehand.
Yeah, that's the only answer.
Yeah, it's the only answer. So if you don't hold from that restriction, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Right. All right?
Go two dots.
No, what two dots? Oh, Amar Vuda, hi midurta. It's a complicated sugi here. Hi midurta lamaila lamata shari. You want to make a bonfire, so you can start from the top and build it downward. You need, in order to do that, you need a bunch of people. You have people, right? You'll make the logs on top and you'll go down. That's okay. Mamata lamaila usser. To go the other way around is usser. V'chein bi'iyasa. Same thing by eggs, right? V'chein kedera. Same thing by a pot. V'chein puria. Same thing by a bed. V'chein chavita. Same thing by a barrel. All these things. You want to build them, these whatever, for whatever reason, from top to bottom, it's a shinui. That's okay. From bottom to top is the normal way to do it. That you can't do. Rashi says, no, Rashi is not going
to
be the Rashi. You could do it. You need a bunch of people to hold them until it's right. You can do it. All right, we'll stop here. Exactly. Pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
All right.